Megillas Esther Perek Gimel Pasuk Ches, a pasuk that includes the entire history of anti-Semitism in the world, all in one pasuk, and the same strategies used by Hamas, Qatar, Iran, all the people manipulating the chat groups and protesters around the world who all think that they're doing something humanitarian. It's all right in here. Vayomer Haman LaMelech Achashverosh. So Haman cast his lot. The lot came out for the 13th of Adar. And now Haman goes into the king, whose ear he has, because he has a slippery forked tongue and can talk the king into just about everything. And it's interesting that the king, Dr. Erica Brown, has a beautiful paragraph on this. The king hardly blinks when Haman speaks to him. There are times we anticipate a reaction from Achashverosh, and he offers none. He's prepared to put an entire people in harm's way without even asking why. Haman's outrageous plot gets no real reaction, not even a question. It seems like Achashverosh was barely paying attention. So what does Haman have to say? Vayomer Haman LaMelech Achashverosh, Yeshno Am Echad. Coincidentally, it just happens to be that there is a certain people. There is this one nation different from all the other nations. Such skillful slander, such an amazing thing to be able to say. And he says, Mefuzaru Mefarad Bein Ho'amim, they are scattered abroad, they're dispersed among the different peoples, B'chol Medinos Malchusecha, in all of the Medinos, all of the provinces of your realm. So on the one hand, they're scattered all over the place and they're completely ineffectual and meaningless. So they're scattered, they can't be a threat, right? When Paro tells his people that the Jewish people are a threat, he says, there are going to be one nation who rises up against us. But here Haman says they're all over the place. Aha! But that's to say that they're a fifth column. They're a bunch of spies. They're sleeper cells. And yes, no, they themselves are sleeping. So they're sleeping of mitzvos. They are a mess. They don't deserve a Beis HaMikdash. They're not keeping their own God's word. They came to your big party. But in any case, so they're scattered everywhere. V'dasehem shanos mikolam. But their laws are different from every other nation. That's Dasei HaMelech Einam Osim. And they don't observe even the king's laws. V'laMelech Ein Shoveh LaHanicham. And it is not befitting to the king to tolerate them, to leave them alone, to leave them in peace. Everything's wrong with them. What do you mean everything's wrong with them? Who are they? Well, even though they're scattered, they're still one people. They consider themselves Am Echad. So Rabbi Dr. Norman Lamb says, Haman's accusation, the Jews only appear to be diverse and that they can't agree upon anything. That's actually a big part of Hamas's strategy. It's been proven conclusively with intelligence. They waited until Israeli society was tremendously divided over judicial reform. And that's when they struck, when we were Mefuzar Umefarad, when we weren't with any kind of Achdus. But instead, says Haman, they consider themselves one people. They are subversive in their dogged and haughty loyalty to their own group. They do not eat the foods of other peoples. They do not intermarry with other peoples. The holidays that the Jews have do not coincide with other people's holidays. And this causes an economic drain on the community because they're always taking off for Yontif. They don't celebrate national holidays, which are pagan, along with everybody else. Mordechai won't kneel and bow down. Whoa, that's actually the main one. Mordechai, the symbol of the Jew, won't bow down to Haman, which was the king's command. Rabbi Lamb says, how do we plead to this ancient accusation? The first human tendency is often to plead not guilty. We should deny the calumny of the anti-Semite and call it false. Not in this case. We are guilty. We plead guilty as charged. In essence, what he says is right. Woe to the Jew who ceased to be absolved of Haman's indictment. Rabbi Levi says in the Yalkut Shimoni, concerning what Haman prosecuted Israel for us below, Michael HaMalach defended us up above, saying, look at us, we're keeping the king's, the real king, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's laws. But on the other hand, to a person always concerned with his own optics and his own power, everything's wrong with the Jew. How dare you? Shouldn't even tolerate us. We should be removed. And again, Erica Brown says Achashverosh just blinks kind of lackadaisically. But Haman continues, Imal HaMelech Tov Yikosev La'abdam. If it pleases the king, let's put it into the law that they be absolutely destroyed and obliterated. Wow. A minute ago, you said they were scattered and meaningless and not influential with anybody else because they hold themselves apart. And now you say, but let's obliterate them. And Akshar's like, okay. Vaseras Hall of Fame, Kikar Kesef. Here's where it comes. George Soros. I will pay 10,000 silver talents, Eshkol al Yedei Osei HaMalacha, to pay them into the hands of the unions, those who take care of royal deposits, Lahavi al Ginzei HaMelech, to put them into the king's treasury. So I'll give you a massive amount of money to let me see fit to destroy all of the Jewish people to get the right of it. So not only is it people you don't care about, but I'll make you even richer. There's a Tosfos that says that's equivalent to the Chatzi Shekel given by the Jewish people in the Midbar. But there's some question about the math of that. Nevertheless, the idea somehow that this corresponds 10,000 silver talents to Chatzi Shekel or to the 10,000 Jewish leaders exiled by Nebuchadnezzar. So Haman is reminding Achashverosh, the man Loi says, don't forget, we had to take 10,000 of them and kick them out. Here's a huge bribe. What do you say? What do you say? The campaign will cost you nothing. Privately funded. And what does the king do? He says not a word. Yud vayasar hamelech estabato me'al yado. The king took his signet ring off of his hand, vayitno, and he gave it lehaman ben Hamadasa ho'agogi, to Haman the son of Hamadasa, the Agagite. Agagagagag, as Papa used to say. So rare ha-Yehudim, the enemy of the Jews. And he took the ring off his finger. And the Gemara Megillah says that accomplished more than 48 Nevi'im did. This united the people. 48 Nevi'im gave Musar, and the Jewish people never listened and never did anything about it. But the king taking off his ring and giving it to Haman. Hamas destroying a Nova festival. All of a sudden, we get some Achdus out of that. And that is a frightening thing that sometimes we need petch. Vayomer HaMelech LaHaman, the king speaks only once. We'll just stop with this pasuk. HaKesef Nasun Lach, the silver is given to you. Wait, the silver is given to you? He gave a ton of silver to the king. Silver is given to you. So one pshat is that the king says, consider your 10,000 shekel as if you gave it to me, but use it to make the plan happen. So I'm not going to give you additional funding, but use your 10,000 shekel in a positive way to murder all the Jews. The and the nation, lasos bo katov beinecha, to do whatever is good in your eyes. I don't need my eyes. Do it in your eyes. Go for it, Haman.